With millions of migrants and refugees flowing into Europe, there's a new deal in place that aims to ease the strain on European nations. But is it working? I'm Carl Azus. That's where we're starting today. First, the deal. It's between the nation of Turkey and the 28 countries of the European Union. It aims to take people who've illegally entered the EU country of Greece and deport them to Turkey. To help Turkey deal with the additional migrants, the EU will pay Turkey billions of dollars and give it political privileges. Most of the people seeking asylum in Europe are from war-torn Syria. And for every Syrian who's deported to Turkey under the new deal, Turkey will send one Syrian who's been investigated and approved to Europe to be resettled, up to 72,000 people. There are concerns about the deal. Human rights group Amnesty International says Turkey is secretly breaking the law and forcing refugees back to Syria. Turkey says that's untrue and that it has an open-door policy to refugees. Also, it's possible the deal could just cause migrants to take different routes to get into Europe, or just head for Greece anyway.
It's in these waters that thousands of migrants have risked their lives. Men, women, and children have died trying to reach that coastline. That's Greece. To them, it represents the beginning of a European dream. But for over 200 migrants today, predominantly from Afghanistan and Pakistan, that reality is in the other direction, and that is Turkey. They were deported there today, and authorities trying to send the message that irregular migrants are no longer welcome on these shores. They're no longer welcome in the European Union, and if they risk their lives and spend their money to get here, they will simply be sent back. But the real question here is, are potential migrants listening, especially when you consider what you see just over there? See that orange speck just along the coastline? Those are life jackets from newly arrived migrants. And the Greek police released numbers overnight. Over 300 migrants arrived just in the last 24 hours. Compare that to just over 200 deported. More are arriving still than are being deported. And that is a big problem, because the success of the deal between the European Union and Turkey depends on stemming the tide of migrants into Greece. Erin McLaughlin, CNN, Lesbos, Greece.
With exactly 4 months until the 2016 Summer Olympics begin, Brazil has a number of unique challenges to address, and it looks like ticket sales could be one of them. About half the tickets are sold. The country's former minister of sports recently quit his job. The new one is looking at ways to fill the seats, and he says giving some to Brazilian school children may be an option. For perspective, the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, UK, sold out. The 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, Russia, were about 80% sold when the games opened. Will sales increase in Rio de Janeiro? Well, like previous places that hosted the games, there are concerns about whether the venues will be ready. Unlike previous places, Brazilian lawmakers are considering whether to impeach the president. The country's economy is in its worst recession in a quarter century. And athletes and health experts are concerned about the mosquito-transmitted Zika virus, which is widespread in Brazil. Here are three of the hundreds of requests we received on yesterday's transcript page. That's at CNNStudentNews.com. First up, Milton High School. It's in the northeastern state of Vermont. The Yellow Jackets are buzzing in Milton. Just a couple states away in Pennsylvania, we're making a stop in Philadelphia. Abraham Lincoln High School is the home of the Rail Splitters. And jumping across the Atlantic, we're traveling to the Netherlands. Hello to everyone at Dordrecht College in Dordrecht.